ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I know many cricket fans have got different sports. I'm not quite sure if Brendan Doggett follows the baseball. This is a young man who's just come back from injury and picked up 7 wickets in the Shield for South Australia in that drawn game against Western Australia. Brendan, great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Thank you for having me.
Do you care about baseball at all?
I find it very hard to follow, but a few of the boys in our South Australian side follow it, so I've sort of been hearing bits and pieces here and there.
I know it seems in a way that people do like to write theses about the difference between baseball and cricket, and of course the great Alan Border was a very good baseballer before going on to be the captain of our country. But we're here to speak about your bowling, Brendan. Interesting to see that you've come back from injury and getting poles straight away. Before the bowling performance, just tell us a little bit, for those that aren't aware, what you've been managing with your body and how it felt in that Shield game.
Yeah. So it's sort of a busy end to last season and into the off season. I went over to play some county cricket for Durham and sort of I fell on a ball in my last game there and had a little bit of a hip injury, and then joined with the Aussies in the World Test Championship squad, and it sort of just lingered around for 6 or 7 weeks. So had the rest of the season off there, and then first game back this year, sort of got a hamstring niggle batting, unfortunately, in our first one day game. So that's kept me out of the first few Shield games, but everything's all cleared up now, so good to go, hopefully.
And obviously the results are there to see with the wickets that you picked up, but sometimes it's interpretable. How did you feel that you bowled?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it in the end. Had a few cobwebs to blow out in my first few overs. They weren't my best bowled, a few cut shots to bangers, but once I got those out of the way, I've always enjoyed bowling at the Wacker, and obviously it's usually quite friendly to fast bowlers. So yeah, I just put the ball in good areas and felt like I bowled with good pace throughout the innings and fortunate enough to take some wickets.
I'm going to cut to the chase. Have you been in conversation with George Bailey about what you need to do to stay ready if required for the test summer ahead?
There definitely have been conversations. Obviously when I was injured and had that little niggle, they sort of just reassured me to do all the rehab right, don't rush back, and just make sure I am ready to go. So that's about as far as communication's gone. But for me, it's just, yeah, when I am playing, is making sure I'm putting in good performances, bowling well for South Australia, and yeah, hopefully the rest can take care of itself.
Because obviously Pat Cummins is at the head of the conversation about that. We know he's not playing in Perth, and we know that Scott Boland is pretty much going to fill in that role. But outside of that, you're among a group of players that, if required, is very close, and you've been close to the Australian squad. So just to have that confidence of, I suppose, what was it like to hear George say, look, you know, we know you're around, so take your time to get right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's obviously good to hear anytime you sort of hearing from Australian selectors. And yeah, I was in the World Test Championship squad and was meant to go to the West Indies as part of that, being the extra quick. So yeah, they sort of just assured me that nothing really changed. But like you said, Scotty's stiff to not play Test cricket as much as he should. So he'll go straight in, and depending when Pat's back, we'll see what happens. But yeah, hopefully I'm one of the names to follow those guys. But there's plenty of good cricketers getting around and lots of fast bowlers taking wickets to start this season. So, there's some healthy competition.
You're hearing from Brendan Doggett on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull, and great to see him back performing well for a South Australian team which has just started its Shield defence. Not in the best vein of form. We'll get to that in a moment. But, Brendan, what did you pick up from your experiences just being in and around the Australian squad?
Yeah, it's a great environment. You can see that they all sort of have trust in each other and trust their processes and what they've been able to achieve in the last probably 3 or 4 years, and especially that bowling attacks. You know, those guys are world class and they've been doing it for a long time. So everyone seems pretty comfortable with where they're at, and yeah, they're still playing some incredible cricket.
Is there a little corner in the South Australian dressing room for the guys that started in Queensland but went to the Sacker to get more opportunities? There's a few of them. People forget that you started with the Bulls.
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, me and Nathan, and then obviously got Ryan Harris coaching. Marnus Labuschagne actually sent me a text the other day after I took 6 wickets and Nathan McSweeney took 3, and he said 9 for the Queenslanders. So after they had a bit of a tougher day at the Gabba with Steve Smith panning them everywhere. But yeah, it is a bit unique. But in saying that, we've got a lot of guys who've come from all other states in our South Australian side, but we're sort of all bought into playing for South Australia, representing South Australia. And you saw the scenes from the Shield final last year. It means a lot to this state, and cricket's very important. So yeah, it's a really thing to take pride in as a Queenslander playing for South Australia.
Yeah, and as much as those state lines, we know they are blurred now because of the nature of Sheffield Shield cricket. The reason I sort of threw that question in there as a way for us to just to delve again into your story, Brendan, of needing to find the avenue where you could get a chance to fulfil your baggy green dream. I mean, when you think back to that player that moved from Queensland to South Australia to now be a legitimate man in the conversation around the fast bowling cartel, there would have been some tough moments where you thought, do I really need to do this to get this close? And would it have happened, do you think, if you stayed put?
Yeah, look, it was I guess, well, my last ball I bowled for Queensland was the final wicket to win the Shield. So I was playing some decent cricket in Queensland, and the opportunity, I guess, just to move states and sort of experience something else. And obviously South Australia wasn't going too well at that time. So it felt like an opportunity to try and build something here and be part of that. And just felt like that opportunity probably was never going to come up again in my cricketing career. So probably necessarily didn't have too much to do with trying to earn a baggy green or trying to play more cricket. It was more the opportunity of trying to build something here and bring success and just to see what that was like. And, you know, it all came to a head last year, obviously winning the Shield, and it's all made the journey worthwhile. But, yeah, there definitely were some times where you sort of questioned why I was here and what I was doing and was it worth leaving everything behind. But, yeah, it's all worked out for me in the end, I guess.
So the question is, what's worked last couple of seasons that hasn't worked as much at the start of this season? So 3 games in, you get a win. I spoke to Jake Lehman on the show yesterday, and he was quite open in saying you're trying to play some really positive cricket. So the way that you'd see it, obviously having not played the first couple of games, but yeah, the old champions hangover is around if you start the new season without a win after 3 goes.
Yeah, you could say we probably are a bit hungover. We definitely haven't played our best cricket, to be honest, and we all know that. Like, probably with the ball, which is something we really pride ourselves on. We've sort of been a bit of a slow start to the season for us with that. But it kind of feels like momentum sort of building. All our batters are getting amongst the runs again, and bowlers are getting the dust out of the systems and starting to take a few wickets and everything else. So look, it's actually been a bit of probably a slow start for everyone aside Victoria. Everyone's only sort of had 1 win, so we don't feel like we're too far off the pace, and we're definitely not riding off the season or anything yet. So we've got a big game in Tassie next week where we've played well there the last few years. So get down there and hopefully we can build momentum into the big bash break and try and finish the season strong.
Where are you bashing these days, Brendan?
Yeah, I've moved around a fair bit. It's hard to keep up. I'm at the Renegades now, so.
Yeah, okay. I thought I'd just ask the obvious question because, the T20 caravan can move and change colours quickly.
Yeah, and it has for me, you know. I've sort of dabbled in a few states and teams now. So, my Big Bash career is a bit of a strange one, to be honest. So I sort of ship around to wherever I can get a game. Hopefully that's at the Renegades for the foreseeable future. I'm really looking forward to getting there. My old Bulls coach, Wade Seconds, down there running some stuff at Cricket Victoria. So it'd be good to link up with him and Cam White, obviously the head coach. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And that being said, I think of you in your early 30s now, and just wondering, obviously seen more as a red ball bowler, but we've seen what Josh Hazlewood's done in 20-over cricket at the back end of his career, and he's been bowling absolutely beautifully so far this summer. So has it taken a little bit of time for you to work out how to become an effective short-form bowler?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, it's a bit of a strange game. It's a bit hit and miss, and you can bowl really well and sort of go over around the park. But I think watching what Josh has done, he sort of just kept it simple and He's obviously a world-class red ball bowler, but the way he's getting that white ball to move early on in a short form game, and it's proven effective. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that he's done that I'd love to be able to do, and yeah, it just shows that, you know, you never sort of stop growing, stop developing your game, and yeah, hopefully my white ball format game can come along a bit more, and yeah, keep trying to get some more opportunities in that format.
Brendan Doggett with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport, the South Australian quick. 7 wickets for the match against Western Australia in the drawn game at the Wacker. Just one to finish with, Brendan. You had best first-hand evidence to tell us how Cam Green looked back out in the middle. And obviously Cam Bancroft keeps getting runs. So just bowling to those two guys, what did you pick up?
Yeah, I feel like every time you get to the Wacker against Cameron Bancroft, he leaves really well. He's got his game sorted. He knows how to score runs there, and he knows how to put big hundreds together. And yeah, nothing changed really. He played beautifully. And then yeah, obviously Greeny was unlucky, not scoring any runs in the first innings, but he showed what he's got in the second innings there. He played some really dominant drives and plenty of shots off the back foot as well. So when he's going, he's a very hard man to bowl to, being so tall. He sort of takes your length away from you. So yeah, he looks like he's finding some nice form, and fortunately for us, he didn't get the bowling boots on, but I hear that's happening soon, so it'll be interesting to see where he finishes up with that.
Yeah, due to bowl, I think, against Queensland at the Wacker. So Brendan, thanks for your time, great to see you back, and good luck with whatever time you get the ball in hand, but most immediately it'll be red ball at Bellerive for the Sackers trying to get a first win of the season against Tassie.
Thanks, mate, appreciate that.